unite, what do we say? They're just what?
Engaged.
Well, after their engagement, they're just what?
Married.
All right, fine. Good. Are there any other names for that, for married, that you can think of? Might be sort of humorous?
Name
all right. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the what?
Best man.
Right. And the girl that stands up with the bride is the what?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. A noisy burlesque band playing. It comes round to the house after a wedding. What do you call that?
Come down after the marriage?
Yeah, what do you call that? When after wedding, the boys in the neighborhood gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noise. You call it a what?
Some people call it serenading them. Some say wishing them well.
Okay, fine. Did they ever fire rifles and pistols or explode dynamite? And anything like that when you were a little girl that you remember, or a young girl, to the bride and groom after the wedding?
You mean do that after the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember it,
okay. Did that everybody all around.
Oh, goodness. All right, fine. Suppose you are going to, let's say Cleveland. You say, I am going.
If we're going to Cleveland, well, we mostly say we're going up north. We're going
all
north.
Right, fine. If you're going to see someone in Florida, you say, I'm going
south, going down south.
All right, okay. Suppose you're going to Mississippi, how would you refer to that?
When I come over there.
I am going.
I got to think about between Mississippi or something. Going west? No.
All right. But what's the little word you'd use with it, the little preposition or tiny word?
Going to the west.
Okay, fine. And then we say, I saw him Atlanta. I saw him Atlanta. What's the word?
Georgia. In Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes. What's the word before Atlanta? I didn't hear you. I saw him Atlanta. What's that word?
I saw him in Atlanta, Georgia.
In Atlanta. Okay, fine. All right, suppose someone lives way on a hill. You say he lives, how do you refer to that motion?
High. He lives high on a hill.
Yes, but also
say he lives up on a hill.
Okay, that'll be all right. Suppose you're talking about a valley, then what do you say? He lives
down in the valley.
Okay. Suppose he lives 10 or 20 miles away.